still a dead flag up here. No wind to talk about. No breeze, no ripple. In at least the first 400 to 600 meters of the course, as far as we can see. The Alliance flag is up. So from the grandstand side, in lane one is Navy, then Wisconsin, Harvard, Washington, Cornell, and Yale. We're starting the polling. Here we go with the countdown. And they're off. Men's open four final. Navy, Wisconsin, Harvard, Washington, Cornell, Yale. And as usual with some of these races, it's everybody pretty much bunched for the first 100 meters. Only Cornell about two seats back. But as we've seen several times over the past day or two, that doesn't faze them. Don't be surprised if they come back to the field. And here we go with Washington. Washington with one of their patented early race moves. They're at 37.5, and they've opened up a deck length over Harvard and Wisconsin. It's then one seat further back to Navy, three seats back to Yale, and Cornell has drawn level with Yale. So Harvard now at 38, they stopped that Washington move early at about a deck length, and Wisconsin staying right up with Harvard. Wisconsin's at 37. They're both a little bit higher than Washington, who's rowing 35.5. The Washington crew, just from the looks of them, has a size advantage. And they're really moving some water now as they go through the 500. They're putting on another move, and that has carried them to a half a length lead over both Harvard and Wisconsin. Those two crews have a half a length over Navy. Navy with four seats over Yale. Yale with one seat over Cornell. Harvard and Wisconsin respond. Again, it's Washington with a half a length lead, but it looks like that may be slipping just a hair. We'll see if they've got another move in them, and yeah, there they go. They're putting in some good hard strokes right now. They're at 34.5, and now second place Wisconsin is moving up. It's Wisconsin moving up to challenge Washington. Harvard three seats back, then three quarters of a length back to Navy, a length further back to Yale, and a couple of seats more to Cornell. So it's the Badgers challenging Washington for the lead in this open four. Harvard between them, only a half a length back. Navy now, a three quarters of a length behind Harvard. So we may be seeing the medalists separate themselves from the field, and we'll see what the fight is for gold, silver, and bronze. As we approach the 1,000, it's Wisconsin and Washington battling for the lead. It may be the Huskies who have taken the advantage again. Navy moving up on Harvard, and we'll turn you over to Fred for the second half.
Hi, thanks, Bob. It's Washington rowing very comfortably at 34, and the Badgers, I had them at 36 just a minute ago. They might have been taking a burst, trying to get up with the Huskies there. Harvard clearly owns third right now. Navy's put a push in, but Harvard repelled them. And on the other side, then it's Yale in lane five with about five seats on Cornell. Cornell's still very low, inexplicably low, in my view, down to 33. This is a championship event. You got to get the rating up a little bit and run with the pack. But they're down there. Maybe they'll put on a spurt at the finish. Wisconsin, here with about 900 meters, no, about 850 to go, is still turning over just a little higher and just Washington holding them off. It looks much cleaner. Washington a little cleaner, a little more upright, and we'll see if they have plenty of room to go up. Harvard's still a comfortable third. Navy working furiously here in lane one to try and get into Harvard for that third spot. Bowman really is head down, pushing his legs, swinging his back open, and they're giving it everything they have. Now it looks like, Cornell has come up to taking the rating up just a little and has caught Yale for that fourth or fifth spot. Washington now coming up with about 550 meters to go in control of this race. Very uniform over there, very comfortable. They haven't broken it open. I mean, Wisconsin's still right there, but I have the sense that Washington could pretty much do whatever they want here. They're very smooth and very consistent, 35 strokes a minute now. Maybe they've gone up a half a beat. At Wisconsin 37 and a half. Harvard now just open water back of Wisco, and Navy open water back of Harvard. Cornell's come up and passed Yale. They're up a length on Yale. But Washington in control here. Nothing urgent about their body language at all. They're just sort of swinging along. Maybe they're going up just a little now. I think they've clicked it up. The Cox definitely clicked it up. 36 for Washington. It's just like they have all the reserves that you could possibly want. With about 20 strokes to go, Washington looks like they'll win this open four. They're very competitive in this event. Cornell's coming up on Navy. Could take over that four spot from Navy. That'll be interesting. Wisconsin just had to work a little bit harder the whole way down, and they're going to hold off Harvard. Harvard will be third, the bronze medal. Navy will be fourth. Unless Cornell really uncorks one here, Cornell will be fifth, and Yale will be sixth. So congratulations to those Huskies. Very controlled and very patient all the way down.